This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 10 years ago, Coca-Cola saw an opportunity over in the UK. They saw it in water, bottled water. Didn't go so well, though. In fact, Dasani pretty much bombed over there. But bygones and all that, Coke is going to try again this summer with a different brand, Glaso Smart Water. Marketplace's Stephen Beard brings us up to date.
I would like to say that Smart Water is the purest tasting water there is. I love it.
So the brand, endorsed by Jennifer Aniston, is about to surface on this side of the pond. Coca-Cola is taking the plunge back into the British bottled water market, and for good reasons.
It's a growing market, and that's something you can't really say for soft drinks or any drinks category generally in the UK.
Ollie Waring of the Just Drinks website says bottled water sales are growing at 6% a year in Britain, while other categories are stagnating, chiefly due to health concerns.
You look at high sugar content drinks like cola beverages, they're getting a very hard time. Energy drinks, there are health concerns there amongst consumers. So with bottled water, you pretty much know what you're getting.
Well, up to a point.
Now, the pure fresh taste of Dasani.
When Coca-Cola launched its Dasani bottled water brand in Britain 10 years ago, there was a bit of a problem with the contents. Marketing expert Alison Stewart-Allen.
The problem was that they were discovered to be using the Thames water, buying that water, filtering it, putting it in a bottle and charging a wonderful margin.
It's just tap water, screamed the tabloids. This marketing disaster was then compounded by a manufacturing catastrophe.
As a byproduct of the filtering process, you got a chemical in the water, bromate, and this bromate, in fact, at high levels, is a potential toxin.
Coca-Cola pulled 500,000 bottles off the shelves and pulled the brand out of Britain. 10 years on, does the bitter aftertaste of that debacle linger? Would these bottled water drinkers, Dick Pym, Rosie Pierce and Peter Woodman, be prepared to try a bottle of Glaso Smart Water?
I probably would, just for the curiosity factor, yes.
The Dasani disaster wouldn't put you off?
Well, I didn't know about a disaster, to be honest.
I'm a bit anti-Coca-Cola, so I probably wouldn't buy the water if it was branded at Coca-Cola.
What have you got against Coca-Cola?
Well, just because it's a large contributor to obesity.
I'd probably try it. I would think it would probably be fine.
You wouldn't be put off by the Dasani disaster?
No. I'd give them a second chance.
Coca-Cola is steering well clear of tap water this time around. The new product will be distilled from vaporised spring water. Analyst Ollie Waring reckons that it should sell well, in spite of the Dasani fiasco.
There's a lot of water passed under the bridge since then. And this is a company that knows how to handle brands, knows how to market brands. It kind of knows what it's doing.
And what it wants. Coca-Cola has the third largest share of the world's bottled water sales, but only 1% of Britain's. The company is clearly aiming to tap this country's huge potential. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.